You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and to remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers. I was joined by Zoe Lane, who is an absolute babe. She's a makeup artist from the Northeast. We talk about the struggles from being a young mum to what she wants from her future and how she coped with being dyslexic during, you know, her learning life, how she took it to the next level and done something that many don't, which is go to university to do makeup. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who'll be able to relate to her because I certainly did. Hi, Zoe. So thank you very much for joining me today. I'm buzzing to have you on. And I'm also very intrigued because I've just found out you're only 22. So I need to know. Yeah. But tell me how long you've been doing makeup and your children, etc.
So I've been doing makeup since 2015. That's when I went to college to train to be a makeup artist. And I've literally been doing it like ever since. And I had a baby in July last year and she's 10 months old now. She's called Ray. Aww. So yeah.
So did you just know, like, if you went straight from, did you know even in school that's what you wanted to do?
Not really. I was like, I'm not the most academic person ever. Like, I didn't find out I was dyslexic until I went to college. So I struggled through school. And then it was like, I think it was like my prom, my like makeup artist cancelled on me. And my mum was like, I'll go treat you to some makeup, like do it yourself. You do it. And then I was like, oh my God, I love this. Like, I love going and buying makeup. So I kind of like dabbled in it then, did a few of my friends. And then I did sixth form for a year, which again, I hated. I literally just wasn't for me. And then there was a new course at Middlesbrough College and I was like, I'm going to go do it. And it was the best thing I ever did. I
what
absolutely
was
loved
makeup?
It was hair and media makeup. It was like a level two going into level three. And it was like, literally, like I was never that person in school who like was, you know, really bright, really clever. I was like so quiet and so shy. And then I went to college and I feel like I like found myself.
I was
and I remember like my mom and dad always saying like, you know, this is the best thing you ever did. And I was actually the first ever person off my like college course to go to uni from it as well and pursue makeup. So I was like, I like always kind of knew, I was like, this is what I'm meant to do.
Oh my god, what did you do at uni?
I did the course. It was like the most long-winded course ever. It was at Leeds and it was fashion, theatrical, hair and media makeup. So it literally did all things makeup and it was like the best thing ever. I absolutely loved it. So yeah, and hopefully the plan is to like teach that because there's nowhere around here that teaches it like that in depth. You have to move away and I'm such a home bird. I had a boyfriend. I'm from a really big family. I didn't want to move away. So I had to commute to Leeds like every other day to do it. Yeah. And I remember thinking, God, I just wish it was local. So my goal is to bring that course to Teesside and teach people here. Yeah.
So do you like, when you said you were dyslexic, do you think that's why you didn't enjoy school or didn't come out of yourself because you didn't feel comfortable in what you were doing?
Yeah. Literally. Like, so I didn't realize it was actually when I was in college that they like realized like, actually I think we should like investigate this. My mum always said it, she always was like on at the teachers like there's something, like, do you know what I mean? I think she's slacking, and they always blamed it because I'm August 31st, which makes me like the youngest in the year. Yeah. And they always blamed it, oh, she's the youngest, you know, she's in a class with people like a year older than her. So I was kind of like fobbed off with it a little bit. So like, yeah, when I was in like lessons and stuff, like, no, when you're in English and they're like, right, we'll read a line each. Oh my God, I'd start like sweating. I'd be like, oh my God, no, I can't read this. But yeah, but once I was like, do you know, it was awful. So yeah, I was like, I think that's what like made me shy. I was like, oh, don't want to speak, don't want to get the answer wrong. But once I found out I was dyslexic, I like found ways to like, you know, like work around it and stuff.
What did they do for you then? Like when, because obviously that's, how old are you, about 17?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, 17. They literally like took me like out and they like ran some tests and stuff, like reading tests and writing. And they were like, yeah, we think this is like dyslexia. And then you're supposed to get in touch with the doctors and stuff. But I didn't go down that route because once college had realised, they kind of give me like helping like aids and stuff, like coloured paper. Like I can read so much easier off like yellow paper, which is like crazy. I would never have known that. So I just kind of used like those tools. And then when I went to uni, like I let them know and there was like a whole team there and they helped me. So it was really good actually. So I did all my exams when I was in like year 11 with like no help. I was like entitled to extra time, all these like other things. I did it without it. So, and I still passed, which was good.
So obviously you've bloody been a bit hard on yourself there, saying you're not bright. You've bloody struggled through the whole of school.
But I know, yeah, literally.
Being diagnosed. Just sweating your tits off constantly.
Literally, that was me. I was like, oh my god, not again. But like I'm one of five.
So
I've got an older brother. Yeah, I'm one of five. I've got an older brother, younger sister, and two younger brothers. And like my youngest brother's their exams now. And my mum and dad always laughed at like all the other ones can literally like go to an exam, not revise. I was like upstairs in my room every night, you know, writing everything out.
Oh,
but
bless you.
No, it worked out for the best. Doing makeup now and I love it.
So you do literally just full-time makeup?
Well, so yeah, like I've just, so it was in the lockdown that like I kind of realized like actually I want to do more. And I know like a lot of makeup artists, like a few of my friends like did like training courses, but I was pregnant and I just, you know what it's like when you're pregnant. I had hyperemesis as well, so I was so poorly. So it's like severe sickness.
Yeah, where you're constantly sick. Is that what Kate Middleton had?
Yeah, it was so bad. I remember when I found out I was pregnant, I was working at Meg's place, Violet Moon in Stockton, and I was literally having to, like, I couldn't even make it up the stairs. I was having to go on like the shop front and I was like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Like, and I thought everyone was like, no, like you'll get to 12 weeks, 16 weeks, you'll be fine. And it was getting further on and I was like, no, this is bad. So in the lockdown, everyone, like my friends who were makeup artists, were like doing extra training, like lash courses and brows, and I just like wasn't in it at all. I was just like, no, get this baby out of me and I'll decide, you know, when the time's come. So now come out of lockdown and I want to move into like the skincare side of things. Just from doing makeup for so long, I've learned that you literally cannot build a house on rocky foundations, and that is your skin. So I've done a dermaplaning course. I'm going to go do microdermabrasion. And I'm going to like, you know, expand over time. But yeah, I think that's where I want to focus now.
So where are you like doing makeup? Are you doing mobile or?
No, so in my mum and dad's house, they've got like, well, it was like a party shed and it was like a bar in the back garden. And then I've been in and out of salons like all since I've been doing makeup. And I've now like officially said, I'm just going to work from home. It's so much easier with the baby. So for like the past week, I've been doing it all out. So I'm going to do like a big reveal on my Instagram because the transformation of it is crazy. Cause it was literally our party shed. It had a bar and it was just, you know, where we'd go after nights out and pre-drinking. And now it looks like a full on salon. And I'm so proud of it. Cause I've done it all myself. I said to my mom and dad, I was like, no help. So I'm like, putting flat pack up like 12 o'clock at night, screwing it in.
Not, you couldn't pay me enough to do that, you know. Not enough payment as well to make me sit and do flat pack.
Don't. I was like, had the instructions, so I was like, I think I'm just going to wing it.
I've got one of them, I've got zero patience. And like, that's where my husband's good. Like, he's got much more patience than I have.
Yeah.
And he's away at the minute. And on when it was hot at the weekend, I said to the kids, right, I'm going to get a pool.
Oh, yeah.
Got this pool on, right? I even bought an electric pump. I'm normally a tight cow with my foot one. I thought, no, Keo's not here. I'm going to use the electric one because I don't want to be fannying on, right?
Oh, don't.
It literally, I can see it now. It's literally a flat pancake. Like, I was sat 2 hours trying to work out how to do this. FaceTiming people. I was in tears. I was like, how did you do this? Like, and they were like, read the instructions. It's like, I can't. You know, like my brain.
No.
Function. Like, if I have to read instructions, game over. Done.
Yeah, no, that was literally like me. I was like, I think this goes there. I've seen Ellis do this before. anymore. Like, it's fine. And they're up and they're standing, but I've just put up my own stool and I'm thinking, I'm going to sit on this and it's just going to collapse.
I would not fancy putting up my own stool to my ass.
No, Ellis and my boyfriend, he's literally working like all hours that God sends because we're saving for our house. And so I'm literally having to do it all on my own. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I really did take him for granted.
So is he living with you then? Were your mum and dad, or are you still
Yeah, so like we're all under one roof. So like our plan when I found out I was pregnant was to use 2020 to save, get our deposit. And obviously when you're self-employed, it's harder anyway to get a mortgage and stuff. And then the pandemic came and just totally, you know, put everything at a halt. He got put on furlough, but he was an apprentice. He's trained to be an accountant. And his furlough wage went off what he was earning when he was an apprentice. So he was literally like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Like, we can't afford a house with this. I was, you know, just getting the grants and stuff. And then my maternity got made early. So we were literally in no position. And thank God I have my mum and dad here, because like they let us stay here. And it's just, it, you know, it's the best thing ever, because now I've got so much help. I literally, the baby is constantly entertained. So I think when we move out, we'll be like, what do we do now?
How quiet are you going to be compared to
that's what I'm thinking now? I'm literally used to such a busy house that like when people aren't in, I remember it was like on Bank Holiday Monday, my mum and dad had gone to the races, my sister was out, Ellis was out, and I was just sat with the baby. I was like, what do we do now? It's just like me and her looking at each other.
Okay, hon. Yeah,
literally I was like, oh my God, like, babe, like, I don't know what to do. But yeah, no, I am excited to get my own place. I feel like I'm ready now. Before I was like, I was literally, the thought of moving out, I'd like cry. I'd be like, oh no, I don't want to. Do you know what as well? Like, the worst part of being an adult now is like deciding what we want for tea every night. And I'm like, oh my God, like, how do I do that when I'm like on my own? I don't have my mum to like, you know, can I have your spares?
Honestly, being like, picking what you're eating is really hard, especially when Just Eat is there as well. Like, I did a thing the other day where I checked how much I've spent on Just Eat in the past year. I don't advise anybody does it, because it's...
No, I'd have my house.
Like, literally, I'm not joking. I was Googling how to, you know, like, how to block yourself from Just Eat.
Oh,
just become, like, gamble is anonymous, and how, like, say you've got a problem. And I was like, no, not for gambling, for food. Like, how do I?
I'll have to go around and put horses in my face.
It's actually shocking. I need to talk about your reels. Right. So,
TikTok
or not? Or are you just doing it on reels?
So, I do it both. So, basically, I think it was January, got sent some packages from a company called Pretty Obsessed, and it's like a local business, and I know the lady, she's called Kelly, and she's absolutely amazing, and she does like beauty subscription boxes, and she sent me some stuff, and she's like, oh, can you make me some content? And I was like, yeah, of course, like, love doing that free stuff, do you know what I mean? And then she was like, oh my God, I love this. Like, can you do some more? So then every month now, I literally just get sent their boxes and make loads of content for them. And then other companies have got in touch with me, and that's like how it kind of started. But I film them on TikTok because I find TikTok easier to use and the sounds better. But I do just post them. I get better views and stuff on Reels. So that's how it ends up on Instagram. But yeah, that's
go on Instagram, go mad. Because when I try and swap, like, use my TikToks on Instagram, sometimes they like say, this sound is blocked, this sound, well, is this.
So I've like, do you know what it is? So I was Googling about it, and like the Danielle, who I also work with, she's like really techie, she knows all the ins and outs of Instagram, and she says like Instagram don't like it when they have the TikTok sign in. So now I like film on TikTok and then like screen record it in the preview. Yeah, so that is the trick. And then put it on. What was that, Zoe?
Like, it's so clear, your tick, like your reels are so clear.
Yeah, so you just screen record off and then put it on, so then you don't get that little TikTok sign.
Because I think it's so frustrating. Like, do you crop it? Because otherwise it'll say at the bottom.
Yeah, so yeah, just when it's in, like, do you know, like in your phone, just like crop it down.
You clever. Edit it.
Yeah,
honestly, I've been struggling for months.
No, TikTok and like reels, videos. I can't believe like we just used to look at pictures and think that was enough. Like, I just love making them.
I'm like, I'm absolutely obsessed with TikTok. I get in TikTok calls till like 2 a.m.
Literally, that is me. That is me. It's well, even last night, I was like, I'll have an early night. And it was literally like 1 o'clock and I was like still scrolling through.
How funny. But
it is, honestly, it is my favorite. I like, sometimes like Ellis will be in bed and I'm just like scrolling through and he'll like turn the telly off to like look at it over my shoulder.
Yeah, me, honestly, Jackson comes over to me now and goes, "Mom, can you show me some dog TikToks? Because the dog ones have made bad with the like, Mom, you fucking idiot." Like,
oh no, don't. I'm literally
the way
like,
they do the faces like, for the dogs.
Literally, I love it. I love it. I'm on baby TikTok, I'm on conspiracy TikTok, makeup TikTok, Kardashian TikTok, you name it, I am on that side of TikTok.
Yours are mint though. Like, your reels are class. I love like the transformation ones. I mean, I've seen some insane ones on TikTok. The Disney ones. You seen them?
Yeah.
The into like Disney characters. And then you get literally, like the really,
I love that.
Sound awful, this sounds horrific, but like they're trying to make themselves look ugly, aren't they? The women that are like trying to look, the shock factor. Like,
you've
got one tooth, makeup, like no makeup whatsoever, hair scraped back, like they're trying to look ugly, and then they turn around and they look like freaking.
And the men. I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I need to do that. And I said, like, no, make more of interesting to watch, but no, like, I love TikTok. Yeah, but do you know what though, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh god, like I don't need to make myself look any worse.
No, but they are good, they're really I love yours. Every time I'm putting on, I'm like, oh my god, they're class.
Yeah, I do really enjoy doing them. I wish I like started doing them like before I had the baby, not like get into it a little bit more, but it just wasn't like as much of a thing. Like I'd go on it in the first lockdown, but the makeup side of it, I just wasn't feeling it, do you know what I mean? And then it was after I had the baby, I was like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever, my views are going up, my followers went up, so yeah. But now I'm like fully committed to the TikTok life. Yeah.
And the reels are so good. So is that like, ideally, what do you want to do? Like, so you said you want to get that course to come like near at home, so you can
Talk
to people. And what, do you want to have your own salon? Do you want to have girls work? Like, what's the dream?
Do you know what, right? I was thinking about this because I thought, the question might come up. But I'm like, I don't even know. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm in a point now where I'm like, I'm just going to see how it goes, because I've worked in and out of salons and I've loved it. But I'm also like, oh my God, it's such a big commitment to have a salon. And I think I think people who have salons like knew they wanted it and have the clientele for it. Whereas with makeup, it is more like a weekend thing. Like, you do get your weddings, like weekday weddings, but again, like you don't need a salon for that because you're going to the venue. And I'm a bit scared of like the commitment to it. So yeah, like maybe a salon, maybe a training thing. There's also a part of me that loved to like go into the college and work there. I did like, so I'm really good friends with my old tutor, and when they do like careers week, they're always like, do you want to come in and do some like demos? And I love that side of it, because I think my tutor was such an inspiration to me that like she pushed me to do everything. I'd love to be that person to someone else.
Aww.
Like, she honestly, I message her all the time, she's so good, she really pushed me. So yeah, like I'd love to do that side of it, and then I'd love to be a trader. I think because I'm 22 and I had the baby, I'm like, right, let's just take a step back and see how it all goes.
Yeah,
but I feel like I've just got the waffles, all that.
Why are you doing waffles? So how old were you when you had Ray?
22. I was 21, so she's July 29th. Yeah, that's right. And then I'm August 31st. Yeah, so I just like turned 22 straight after.
Yeah, I had Jackson.
People are always 21. You were 21.
I had Jackson. Well, I had Jackson when I was 20, and 4 days later I was 21.
Yeah, and really close.
It's fucking hard. It's hard work.
It is hard. I really don't think I like expected it to be as hard as it was. And I think as well, being in a lockdown, I was like, I was like, when I had it, it was like kind of like that lockdown half term when the pubs were open and we could all get like half price food. So like that was fine, but I think when
lockdown half term,
that's really what it felt like.
My god, that's class. I've never heard that before. You haven't just cracked that there, have you? Someone said
I think it was on TikTok or something. I've
heard that lockdown half term. That is exactly what it was.
It was. It literally was.
Kids, everyone get half price food.
It was. I couldn't believe it. It was ideal though, because my birthday was there and I was like, yeah, let's go out. But yeah, so like that was good. But then after like the kind of shock factor wore off, I was like, oh, like I've actually got a baby and I need to like care for her.
To, like, rely on me.
Yeah, like I think that's what like scared me the most. I was, I think as well, because when we did go into the lockdown, it literally what took a virus to wipe the business and not work. And I was like, oh my god, I'm having to rely on Universal Credit to get my money. And I was like, and I'm bringing a baby into the world, and you do just panic, I think. But obviously now I'm back working, I'm like, oh, it's fine. What was I worried about?
So how are you finding now you're back working? Probably are we finding juggling it with Ray?
Oh, it's, do you know what it is? I need to up my organising skills. That's, I feel like I'm getting there. She's starting a nursery next month, which is good. So I'll kind of have like 2 days a week to kind of get my shit done. Yeah. But it is I feel like the days go so fast, and like I'll wake up on a Monday and I'm like, right, I'm going to get this done. And then before I know it, it's Friday and I've got a wedding on Saturday and I haven't told my mum that she needs to babysit. And I'm like, oh, so I'm getting there. When I've got my diary and it's all in and I'm putting my dates in for who needs to look after the baby.
Honestly, the days and the weeks, I remember being a kid, and my grandma used to always say to me, oh, the years just go like that. The older you get, the quicker they are. And I'd be like, well, the days don't get faster as you get older. It's exactly the same day.
No, she's I remember
like,
that.
Like, wow. You blink. No. It's Sunday. Like,
well, lads, I feel like, and Ray is one next month. And I'm like, oh my God. I remember bringing her home from the hospital like it was yesterday. Yeah, like, I can't believe, like, she's like an actual representation of time.
Yeah, it is. It's insane. And it's so like, it sounds so corny, because time, it's weird. I find it like it's something you can control, but it's also so out of your control as well.
I know it is.
You can try and like do everything you can to be organized, but at the same time, life is that hectic and mental.
No, it is.
Like, how much organized and you do sometimes, it just fucks up and you're like,
no, literally,
we've gone and I haven't done anything. Like,
that's what I feel like. That is exactly what I feel like. Like, I feel like since I've been doing out, like, I call it the shed, and it makes it sound like I've literally, like, bringing people, I'm like, my garden shed. It is, like, a glam shed. But since I've been doing it out, I'm like, oh, my God, like, I feel like I've not got a lot done, but I've, like, done a lot when you do actually, like, see it before. But I'm like, oh, my God, like, 2 weeks out of my life is just, like, gone. And I'm like, feel like I'm no further forward.
No, but I think you do that as a mum. Like, I think, sorry, excuse everyone, my chair is definitely due a new chair. Like, I think as mums, I was actually thinking about this on Saturday. You have, like, you think, oh my God, I haven't had a constructive day. That's what you think. Yeah. I haven't had a constructive day. Yeah. Even though when you sit back and you think, actually, before I had kids, that would have been a very busy day for me if I'd have completed five tasks. But when you've got like kids to look after as well, it's almost like you feel as if you should be doing more and more and more, because it just there's a never ending list. Like, it doesn't matter how much time I spend doing everything I need to do, there's still shit to do the next day.
Yeah, literally, that is exactly how I feel. Like, if, do you know what though? Sometimes I have days when I'm like, do you know what? It's 2 o'clock and I'm still in my jammers, and I'm like, but I'm like, the baby's fully dressed, and she's like, before, like, I remember when she was like newborn, I used to feel like before I'd like done anything, and like you change your nappy, fed her, and you know, change your nappy again, and then made the bottles and done that, it was like 12 o'clock, and you're like, where's the day gone? Yeah. Like, it is like when you have a baby or kids, your life just revolves around them.
It can be, especially for new mums, like, obviously, plus I was a new mum 10 years ago, so I remember it, but it was very, I was a completely different person then. Like, you grow and you change. But I know that when you have a baby, and especially when it's your first one, it can be a very lonely time, because it's like, even though you've got loads of people around you, your full life has been flipped upside down.
Oh, totally.
And you just sort of expect it to go like, right, crack on, get on.
Yeah, no, that's it. I couldn't believe, like, after I had her, that we just left with a child. I was like, oh my God, like, what have I done? And
God, do you know what, TikTok would go perfect with that. If you're listening and you're not a TikTok fan, you're not going to get it, but you have to research it. The goodbye, Goodbye. When will I see you again? Oh, never. Never.
That is literally what would go with it.
Fuck, maybe someday. <You're> like,
that is literally
when am I
seeing
you again? I've got this baby. Like, when am I coming back?
No, literally, like, I remember just looking at her, like, the night I brought her home. I was like, oh, like, she's actually, like, outside of the womb. Like, what do I, like, how did this happen? But, yeah, it is crazy. I, like, as well, being a new mom, like, I feel like, it's just no one prepares you at all, like, for this, like, life. Do you know what I mean? It is crazy.
How would you stay motivated with it since being a mum? Like, do you feel as if your motivation shifted since you've become a mum, or do you feel less or more motivated than before?
Do you know what? I feel like it's literally since I did these courses and going into, like, the facial side things that I've got my motivation back. I feel like I lost myself after I had the baby. I was like, I didn't feel like myself. Do you know when people say, like, oh, you'll bounce back, you'll be back in no time? Like, I felt like I never, like, did that. I felt like I was never the old me. And I know, like, that's, like inevitable. You have a baby, you're a mum, you everything changes. But it's literally these probably last month that, like, my motivation has came back, and I'm like, right, I'm gonna smash this now. Especially now the house thing's getting moving and she's getting bigger, and I think my motivation is definitely, like, her. Like, I want her to, like I watched my mom, like, work her ass off, like, since I was a kid, and I want her to look at me and be like, yeah, that's what you do. So yeah, I think that's, like, my motivation. And also just kind of, like, maybe, I don't know how to describe it, really, just being successful. I want, do you know what I mean? I want to, like, I feel like when you're, like, a young mom, and you don't, like, have that, like, Instagram, like, house and married and baby, do you know, like, all that, you feel, yeah, like, I feel like the pressure makes you feel like you don't want to fail, and you don't want to look like another one who's had a baby young, and do you know what I mean? And, like,
yeah, like, you either sink or swim.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm definitely, I want to swim, and I want to make sure that, more for myself, I don't want to say people, like, I don't want to be, like, that person who, like, cares what everyone thinks.
I totally get you. Like, when I was, I don't normally say stuff like this, but when I was pregnant with Jackson, I was a proper geek, mate. Like, I was, like, I loved school, I loved learning.
Yeah.
I wanted to be prime minister, or, like,
I wanted
everything. And then I got pregnant at 20, and I never forget ringing my dad. My dad could have done all sorts, and he took wrong choices and stuff, and he always said to me, like, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that, you're gonna be this, you're gonna be that. And I remember ringing him saying, oh, I'm pregnant, and he said, so you're just gonna be another pram pusher, eh? And I was like,
yeah,
cut me deep. Like, I was wow,
it's that, like, feeling it is.
And I was like, you fucker, I am not going to be a fan pusher. Like, again, like, and that's me being rude to anyone who it's like,
no, I totally
do you know what I mean? Like, concept of you've had a baby and that's it, now you're not going to do it.
I honestly, like, I think that is definitely, like, people who don't have a baby young will never feel like that, because, like, you always get that question. I got it all the time, like, was she planned? And it's like, even if she was or wasn't, like, it's none of your concern. But people like to think, like, I don't know, I think it's a new, a young mum thing. I feel like
Of course, it's a hell of a lot more judgy. Like, if you have a baby, like, no disrespect to you, but exactly the same as me. If you have a baby,
you're
living at home or whatever, and you haven't got everything planned out, like, it's a lot more... there's a lot more pressure on you to be like,
yeah, no, definitely.
Are you going to keep working? What are you going to do? Are you going to do that? And you're like, yeah, like, and like you said a minute ago, for me, I was like, thank God it made me, that comment off my dad, like, probably need a bit of counselling about it somewhere down the line. I definitely need some therapy regarding it, because it's like, I think about it all the time, and I'm like,
so, because I've just thought of it,
I will not be a that. I will not. And literally, it's just, you know, burned. But you either let it make you, or you let it break you. And it's so hard to stay motivated, especially when you're a new young mum, because you haven't got that stability that you have when everything's sorted. Like, bloody hell, I want more kids now. Reason I want more kids now is because I know I'm a much better mother now than I was 3 years ago. I'm in a better position financially, stable, married, you know, like.
That's what I feel like. I feel like because I'm like, oh, I don't know which route I want to like settle myself in. I get, because I started doing makeup so young, I say young, I was like, not straight from school, like people who get apprenticeships.
Oh, you were very good to do what you've done, like straight off the bat.
Yeah, well, I my mum and dad have always said, like, do something you enjoy. If you can make money out of it, like, bonus, do you know what I mean? So, like, that's what I did because I love makeup. I literally live and breathe makeup. And I remember, like, thinking, like, right, have I cornered myself here? Like, do you know, going into it and being in it for, like, what, 7 years-ish? So, like, when I think, like, oh, like, have I cornered myself? Like, do I go do a career change? And then having a baby on top of it, it's like, I don't want to look like I'm, like, don't know what I'm doing, even though I literally do not know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but that's honestly, like, all that sounds patronising, but like being on the other side of it, I went to uni. I was that adamant that I was not going to be a failure. I went to uni and did an English and creative writing degree. Don't get me wrong, I used to be good at writing poems, but like I was Shakespeare. And I went and done a full degree, worked my ass off, and I don't do it. I do bloody insurance now. I run an insurance company. And I never, ever, if you'd have asked me when I was 20-year-old, are you going to be an insurance specialist?
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking not. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But like, I am, and I love it. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you've got to sort of, without sounding cliche, you've got to go with the flow sometimes. And
that's what I feel like.
You feel good.
Yeah, that's where, like, I feel like I'm literally just, like, seeing where it takes me because, like, what's the worst that could happen? It's not like I'm not got like what I do to fall back on and stuff. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know how I was going to end that sentence then.
You just keep doing what makes you happy and everything else will fall into place. Like, because there's absolutely no point in chasing. There's no point in chasing success over happiness, in my opinion, because when you're chasing success and you're not happy doing it, like you were saying there, like, have a career move, but you know, you might not like it. You might not know what you're doing. If you don't want to don't do it for the sake of just doing it, because you're busy working 75% of your life.
That's literally what I was thinking when I was like deciding like what like new courses and stuff I wanted to do. I was thinking like, oh, well, I could go do like lashes. And then in my head I was thinking, but like, is it, do I want to do lashes? I don't get them done myself. Like, is it, it's going to be hard to push something when you don't get them done all the time. Do you know what I mean? So then when I like really thought about it, I was like, oh, skincare. I love skin. I love, do you know what I mean? The thought of like brides coming on the Monday, getting the face all done, and then getting married on the Saturday. Like, so that's where like I feel like you know,
you're passionate.
Yeah, that's where I feel like I want to like go down. I think that's
the way the route. You go down, and your passion and happiness for something will definitely thrive over doing something for the sake of thinking it's going to be a
success. Yeah.
So if you could tell Ray anything, like future Ray when she's older, what would you want her to know and learn from you?
Literally, don't people please. Do whatever you want to do. I'll support you. just kind of don't worry about what people think. And I know it's the hardest advice ever because, like, even sometimes I don't take it, but I want her to know that, like, your life flashes before your eyes. Just do what makes you happy and don't care. Yeah.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah, that's her. She's such a chatterbox now.
She agrees.
She does agree, yeah. I'm literally, it's so funny. I love having a little girl. I'm like, okay, hun, like that. I feel like her first word is going to be hun.
Oh my god, I hope it is. I hope it's on a court on a rail as well.
Oh no, don't. She's so funny. Like, my sister's a gymnast and she's always like dancing to her, doing TikToks in front of her, and she's literally like that.
Oh, is she?
Watching, yeah, she sits in the high, ooh, I'm dropping this camera. But yeah, she sits in the high chair, like dancing away with her. She's so funny. Oh, she's a character.
A girl, like, it's so much sass though. Just
my mum always says to me, she's like, one day you're gonna have a girl, she's gonna have a worse attitude than you. And I'm like, and I've literally, she's like 10 months old and giving me attitude.
come back like Alba's an absolute bossy cow, like warn if you're singing. We have to listen to Moana every single day in the car, and obviously I've got two older boys, and Jackson literally yesterday said, "Mom, if you don't turn Moana off, I'm gonna take it out and I'm gonna snap it. I feel like I'm going insane." And I was like,
no, literally, Moana is
Alba wants to listen to it though, and he's like, right. So, and I'm like, and Alba's like sat there like this, like all thingy. She just wins every time. And my grandma always says to me, well, I wonder where she gets that from.
No, girls run this roost, literally. She has everyone wrapped around her little finger.
Well, honestly, love, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. So thank you.
Thank you, you too.
And speaking, and hopefully we'll stay in touch, because I'm excited to see what you make and build. I'm sure it's going to be something amazing. I am.
Oh, I hope so. We'll do this in a couple of years' time, see where we were.
That's a good idea. We'll catch up in 2 years and see the upset.
Yeah. No, I like that. No pressure.
Right. Thank you, love.
No, thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time, and don't forget, you can have it all.